Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Packers Daily on this fine Monday morning on the Cheesehead TV social channels. I hope you are all doing well. And welcome to a new partner here at Cheesehead TV, Symbol. You'll see the logo up there in the corner of the video. Every Monday, we got Symbol Mondays coming your way. This Packers Daily is brought to you by Symbol. That's S-I-M-B-U-L-L. Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to trade sports teams like stocks and earn cash payouts when your teams win. If you believe in the Packers long term, if you believe in Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, Aaron Rodgers, hell, maybe even Jordan Love, it's time to invest in them on Symbol. A lot of you already own physical shares of the Packers. Symbol allows you to purchase virtual shares of teams in a stock market format that allows you to profit off your investment. Buy low, sell high, earn cash, win payouts, and make money off your sports knowledge. Join the 3,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.symbol.app or visit the link in the description of this video to create a free account. And when you deposit, make sure you use promo code CHEESE. That's promo code CHEESE for a $10 deposit bonus. If you are a Packers fan and you believe in the direction of this franchise, might as well make a little money off of them with Symbol. So every Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be talking to you about Symbol, so I want you all to hop on this thing because I know you believe in the Packers like I do. Timo, what's up? Brandy's here. Of course Brandy's here. Q King starts us off with a super chat. Just got to say, I love that after fans pissed and moaned, you leaned further into what your music and let it longer. Master Troll, love it. It's no longer. I didn't make it longer. Just to be clear, it is no longer than it was when I started. It is a little softer. That is the one concession I made. I got a few complaints that it was much louder than, you know, the talking part. So I made the music, I mastered it down a little bit, but it's still the same length. Although maybe I should do like a 12-inch remix. That'd be fun. That's sweet, sweet intro music. You got that right. Hey, Nags, did you know that the Packers' last four NFC Championship games, the teams they lost to, they also lost to those teams in the regular season? I did know that, actually. Good morning from Florida. What's up, Ron? How are you? Dan, I like the music too, damn it. Thanks for saying so. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Following your content has made me realize that the national media experts I grew up seeing on TV don't know anything much about the Packers. That's why we're here, man, to fill that void. Remember that feeling you used to have when the Packers would be on the clock for the draft and ESPN would be interviewing some head coach for a team that took a guy like an hour ago? That's where we come in. That's the kind of stuff that we as Packers fans, we understand inherently how much the Packers are ignored. The times, you know, they talk about the Packers, it's only because of Aaron Rodgers, which I get. He's a superstar quarterback. But outside of that, nobody knows a damn thing about this team. That's why Cheesehead TV is here, to give you all the insight and info that you need when it comes to the green and gold. Banky versus Bukowski and all the money on Banky. Man, that's a good title card. I got to give you that. I would love for the Packers to go after KJ Wright. I would too, Justin, but it ain't going to happen. Does a rookie return punts this year? Good chance, Jake. I saw the news that Tyler Irvin is visiting Buffalo. I don't think the deal has been signed yet, but sure looks like the Packers will be moving on. And they're going to have to find somebody to return kicks and punts. And got to think it'd be hard to see a guy on the roster rising to that occasion. They've really tried, exhausted all options, and none of them have really stuck. And that's why they had to bring Irvin in the first place. But hopefully they draft somebody with that skill set. Am I doing another episode with Mike Renner from PFF? Benny, yes, I will be. Probably later this week and or early next week. This afternoon, I'm going to be talking to Darius Butler. If you remember, I had him on. I think it was prior to the Rams playoff game. I'm going to be talking to him about the 17-game schedule, draft stuff, NFL stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you hit that up. TKM is at his post. That's good to see. Let me see. Q King got that. Just want to make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Don't want to miss any super chats. Oh, my gosh. Don't miss any super chats. The free agency fans get annoying. How many times does the transform a team completed? That transform a team completed. Completely. Ah, there you go. You followed it up. It rarely does. And when it does, it's usually bad news, at least early on. The NFL is littered with contracts that teams get out of right away and or regret. Occasionally, obviously, you can supplement, augment your talent level with free agency, but it is not how you build a team. It should never be how you build a team. Who's out there? The Packers. Oh, yell about Rodgers having enough help again. Fires me up. Michael. I did a whole video about it. You guys can go see the video here on the channel. Stop saying the Packers haven't done enough to help Aaron Rodgers. Just watch the video. I said everything I need to say right there. If you ever get a chance to ask Mark Murphy a question, can you ask him what his vision is for the Packers over the next decade? Brandy, that is a good question. You know, you could submit your question to murphytakes5@packers.com. But if I do, I will. With the recent restructurings, where does that put our salary cap now? Matt, like right at the edge. They are right up against it. Last I checked, I think they were hovering just under $3 million, somewhere around there. Florio's takes are airtight. Yikes. Newsom at 29. Simon, that's a possibility. We'll see if he's available. We'll see if the Packers want to go corner. Who knows what their board is constructed like, what their tiers are. I got to think he's a possibility. I wouldn't say a target because who knows. But yeah, no question about it. If he is available and they're on the clock, I think he's on the short list. Absolutely. Kimbrel, what's up? Okay, $3 mil. It's probably just over three. I don't. It's hovering around there. Man, it's impossible to say. How did pizza night go? Pizza night was phenomenal. Thanks for asking. So we have to create more cap room for the draft, correct? I think a little bit, you know, to pay their rookie class. Yeah, that's why I keep saying when people ask about free agency, it's like they'd have to make a big move, i.e. probably touch Aaron Rodgers' contract if they want to open up enough space to actually sign someone. Now that we know more about King's contract, what are your thoughts? I think it makes a lot of sense. The cap hit this year is $1.9 million, which is dirt cheap for a starting corner, a guy who you're going to come in and most likely compete and or start opposite Jair. He also allows you not to have to reach in the draft if you absolutely, you know, feel like you've got to have a corner. Well, now you've got a guy who you're familiar with. Yes, he is not Jair Alexander, but you know, I understand the thinking behind it. Still not a huge fan of the move. I would have liked to have seen them give Josh Jackson, Kadar Holman, some other people a chance to develop in that role. But as we've talked about a lot here, they are clearly keeping this band together for one more run. That is Gutekunst's thinking, apparently, and getting Kevin King on the cheap, especially considering their salary cap situation, makes a little sense. 17, about to get another deal. You better believe it. Benjamin, thank you for the super chat. Do you think the media are being unfair on Jordan Love? Depends on the media. You know, I think people who are cautioning the need to wait and see are taking the correct approach. I think people who say it was a wasted pick have no idea what they're talking about. So, you know, I don't think there's any knowables yet. We don't have any clue about his development, what the Packers' plans are, how they plan on developing him, how he looked all year, last year in closed sessions, which the media is not a part of. You know, we have no idea. So there's a great unknown there. And when you're producing content, especially on a national level, you're not allowed to say that. You know, that doesn't get that sweet engagement. So people have to decry the pick, say the Packers don't know what they're doing. You can safely ignore all of that. Now, is that to say that it was a great pick, that it's absolutely going to work out? No. But we're fine here at Cheesehead TV, understanding that we have to let things play out before we can label them as a complete idiotic move or the greatest stroke of genius the franchise has ever seen. Obviously, both of those are ridiculous statements. We are comfortable knowing that we have to wait and watch it play out. I mean, I understand the thinking behind it. I have no idea if it was the right move, though. But I tell you what, I'm rooting for it to work, unlike many other fans and media members. Call me crazy, call me old-fashioned, but I like to root for my favorite team. Crazy how that works. Samuel, thanks for the super chat. Have the Packers used their post-June 1st cut yet? No. They get more than one. They can pretty much designate anybody they cut to the June 1st designation, but they have not. And I know there's a lot of speculation about Dean Lowry being a possibility, and I'm sure he is a possibility if Gutekunst is desperate to open up cap space, but that has not happened yet. Say what you want. I think the Packers have had a solid offseason. Brandy, how dare you? How dare you be positive? This is a negative space only, please. At least from what I can see online. Andrew, do you miss the what? Do I miss the who? Do I miss the 15-hour first round of the NFL draft? Kind of, actually. I miss it being at Radio City. I really miss Radio City having the draft. That was awesome. I expect the same energy from the media when whoever the 49ers pick doesn't play his first year either. Well, I guess it depends, right? If they end up trading Jimmy G, he probably will play, you know, but you know, we'll see if Garoppolo is still there being the starter. Crazy. I know. Rooting for your own team. Absolutely nuts. I've liked the Vikes picks better than the Packers over the past 5 to 6 years. Okay. I don't know what to do with that. Why? Because you knew who they were? Because it followed the formula that had been laid out before you like breadcrumbs by the draft industrial complex? I don't know, man. I thought the Packers have done a pretty damn good job between Jair, Elgton Jenkins, Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage. You know, they've done an okay job, but I hear you. How much cap space did Raji free up? I love it. Lucas Patrick starting at center. Universal truth, I would suspect that's the plan right now. Who knows what happens in the draft. But yeah, I got to think he gets first shot. And I know Elgton Jenkins is a possibility, but you got to think at least early in the season, they'll probably kick him out to left tackle while Bakhtiari is still recovering from that knee injury. Don't trust the DIC. You got it, Blake. Justin Jefferson, though. Well, yeah, but the Vikings got the chance to draft him before the Packers could. Great. So in the magical world of you can pick whoever you want, it's an auction draft for the NFL. Yeah, sure. Great job, Minnesota. But the Packers had no chance to draft him. None. Zero. I don't understand this. Also, the fucking Vikings had to draft Justin Jefferson. You know why? Because they don't have a Davante Adams. The Packers do. This world, I tell you. What is the Symbol Sports Exchange? Alex, if you'd gotten here on time, you'd know. Check out the read of the top of the show. You'll find out. Jordan Love greater than Justin Jefferson? Maybe. We don't know. Gotta let it play out. I know. Shocking. A shocking take, I tell you. I think keeping the majority of the players on defense points fingers at Mike Pettine. Well, points fingers is a very kind of, I guess, black and white version of, I think there was a very obvious difference of opinion on how the defense should be run and or handled. And I don't think it's a question of Matt thinking Mike is a bad coach. I just think he wanted to inject some energy into that side of the ball and wasn't a fan of how, I'm not going to say laid back, but how kind of standoffish, or I don't know. I can't find the right word for it, but it's very clear that Matt respected Mike's defensive acumen and knowledge, but wasn't a huge fan of his game day operation, if that makes sense, which probably doesn't. But I think there's no doubt he wants to infuse a lot of energy and passion into that side of the ball that seemed to be lacking under Pettine. Pettine was not on the field missing tackles, just saying. That is true, Brandy. He put people in position, no doubt about it. One might say, though, that if they had started the season where they got to by the end of the season in regards to rallying to the football, 11 hats on the ball, etc., which is something that it took Matt kind of injecting himself into the process for that to happen, maybe they wouldn't have missed as many tackles. Maybe they would have been a little bit more kind of up for it and been a little bit more prone to wrap up, so to speak. But I hear you. You're right. Can only put guys in position. They have to make the play. What area of the team do you think will show most regression next season? The fan base talking about how Jordan Love was such a wasted pick and they should have drafted a wide receiver. I think they'll bitch about something else. I don't know, man. Regression. I think the offense will regress because there's nowhere to go but down. If you're the number one offense, you can only go down, right? don't understand Packer fans sometimes, man. He got too comfortable. Yeah, that's probably fair regarding Pettine. But I also think that he knew what he was doing. He knew after 2019 that, you know, he wanted an extension. LaFleur wasn't ready to give him one. So he coached last year knowing he was a lame duck, knowing there was a good chance that Matt was going to move on without him. So I think he knew what he was doing. Everyone talking about us not signing any free agents, in quotes, can direct their attention to Aaron Jones and Mercedes Lewis. Both dudes make us better. I guess it defines, you know, falls under whatever your definition is of better. Are they better with them? Yeah, no doubt about it. Are they better than last year's team with them in the fold? I hope so. It's hard to say Mercedes is still developing. But Aaron Jones, we talked to him the other day, and he said, you know, best is yet to come. He's still improving, still trying to reach new goals, etc. And I, you know, I for one agree. I think he's not quite hit his ceiling yet. And I think there is still untapped potential there. And I'm excited to see how he continues to be productive in this offense and different ways they can utilize his talents. But, you know, I understand the idea that, you know, the Packers haven't signed anyone from outside, so how can they get better? It's hard because the Packers are clearly counting on development from within, guys who are already in their program. That doesn't make headlines in March and April. And so the narrative formed by the media becomes, oh, they're not doing anything. When they are, it's just not something you can, you know, make a clickable piece of content around. And that's the issue. That's why the perception persists. Peter, thank you for the super chat. Nags, is the cornerback need a recency bias slash overreaction? Nobody complained much during the season. It was more about KC not having enough help up front. Oh, I don't know, Peter. I guess we saw different people or were following different people on Twitter during the season, because I definitely saw a corner as a need throughout the season from people on Twitter. Now, obviously, sometimes that's dependent on what's going on in the game, what has happened in the previous game, etc. But yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt. Everyone knows both of those things can be true at the same time. You can both need a corner and help for your defensive tackle. You know, I don't think there's any doubt both of those things are true. Now, what is the priority? I mean, at this point, having let Tyler Lancaster walk, who knows what's going to happen with Dean Lowry, but we know what his kind of ceiling is. I think it's very clear to me anyway, that they getting Kenny Clark help is the A number one priority. You know, you wreck things up front, you can paper over a lot of things in the back, but you also don't want a guy that can just automatically be zeroed in on by the opposing coordinator and just picked on, etc. I think they have what they need in hand. And now they've brought Kevin King back, definitely. But I also think they'll most likely draft a corner, because you got to be developing that position at all times, especially if you, you know, are running as much nickel and dime as this team likes to do. We'll see if that continues under Joe Barry. But yeah, you just need so many corners in this league that it's almost always going to be a need. There's no doubt about that. What else we got here, folks? Popeye's Beef, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How do you like the chances of Titletown hosting the draft in a few years? I'd sure as schnitzel be there. Oh, I think it'll happen. I know I saw there was another report now. It's finally come out that the Packers are up for a possible hosting of the draft in 2024. They've been close a couple times. I got to think this has got to be the time it happens. You know, the league wants to feature teams and cities that most likely aren't going to be able to host Super Bowls anytime soon or ever. And Green Bay certainly qualifies, and they've done a lot with Titletown. It's only expanding. It's only going to grow. I think by 2024, it'd be absolutely perfect. I think it'll be an absolute fucking mad shit show, but in the best possible way, because you're going to have a ton of people in a very small area in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'd be there. I'm going to be there with bells on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Love the hat. Thanks. You can find it at the Cheesehead TV store. Go to cheeseheadtv.com and hit store, and you'll be taken right there. Who do I think will have a bigger impact next season, Kamal Martin or Barnes? Probably Kamal Martin. That's just guesswork on my part, obviously, and I think he's got some work to do, no doubt about it, but I think he's got the better upside of the two. That's not to take anything away from Barnes. I think he's a fine player. But I think Kamal, if he can clean up some of the technique stuff, he's got a chance to be the full-time starter. Is it true we play KC week 18 in KC? Michael, it is true that KC is the matchup if and when the 17th game gets announced or kind of finalized, which is going to happen later this week during the owners' meetings. I'm not quite sure on the timing of it. It might be in December, early January. I'm hoping, I put this out there on Twitter 2 days ago, I'm praying that the NFL puts that game in London. And I know everyone who lives in Kansas City or is a Midwest Packers fan is probably saying, no, I don't want that. And I don't care. I want the Packers to play in London. I want to go to London and watch the Packers play. And it would be fucking awesome if it was Rodgers Mahomes when we did it. So they're the only team that hasn't played in London. Rodgers Mahomes, Packers Chiefs rematch of the Super Bowl. I'm all in on all of it. Packers in London. Let's do it. Week 17, 18, whatever. 17th game. I'm all in. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. And that's right. Remember, on Mondays, it's Symbol Monday. Oh, no. My computer hates me. That's really fun. I got the pinwheel of death just as I'm going off here, guys. That's lots of fun. And like that, the chances of Titletown hosting the draft in a few years. I'd sure be schnitzel there. There it is. Just remember, Packers Daily on Mondays brought to you by Symbol. That's S-I-M-B-U-L-L. Symbol. Visit www.symbol.app. That's symbol.app to create a free account. When you deposit, make sure you use promo code CHEESE for a $10 deposit bonus. Thanks a lot, everybody. Remember, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Hit like, hit subscribe. Go Pack, go.